Welcome to The Hitch, week 8.
Hi.
Hi.
We have to talk loud.
I know, I need to talk louder,
yeah.
Probably.
It's day 59. And we're not in the trailer,
yeah, I think
as you might have heard.
You might be able to tell that
we're at the Mall of America.
We sure are. We're sitting underneath like
a roller coaster,
so soon you should hear people screaming by us. And it's so fun. We're having a blast.
It is something. This is an enormous mall that then has an entire amusement park in the middle.
And the funniest thing is our friend Jeff, we have his kids with us today, and the kids are all running around. And he was texting, being like, and he said, like, what are your impressions of it? And I was basically like, it's awesome. The amusement park part is super fun. And then there's a mall. Like,
yeah,
we haven't done any mall stuff because why would we?
Yeah, it's
there's
like,
an amusement park here.
Right. And also it's like every mall is the same.
Right. Like every Macy's. I don't need to go to the Macy's here, you know,
yeah.
Or I don't need to go shopping when I can be riding rides.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen.
Though we have not actually ridden many rides because we're hanging out with a 3-year-old.
We've ridden
a couple of kiddie rides.
I did a Diego, like, wild bus ride.
We've done a few. Blue's Clues kind of Dumbo flying elephant style ride.
Yeah.
That went about 3 feet off the ground and required me to have a seatbelt on and a bar lap put down.
And that attendant was not going to let you slide on the seatbelt.
That dude was not. He wasn't just letting me slide on the seatbelt. He wanted to find out if I had measured my kid.
It was like the slowest ride.
Yeah.
I rode one with both of our sons that was like a semi-truck, but it was so tiny. I couldn't get inside the cab. And so the little guy rode by himself, and he was okay with that. And then the older son and I rode in the back, and the guy was like, could you put your seatbelt on? And we actually couldn't. Like, it would not fit around us. So I was just like, pretend like we have it on.
There you go.
We got away with it.
Yeah, it's a funny combination of, like, a couple of decent roller coasters, you know?
Yeah.
And then a bunch of sort of, like, carnival-level little kid goes in circle type rides.
Right, which is really good that they have that combo though.
Yeah.
Because like I didn't think there'd be anything for our little guy, or you know, I mean I had heard they had roller coasters, but it's not until you really see it that
definitely. And it's kind of funny because
so
you don't
weird.
It's at the center of a mall that seems to sprawl forever. Nope, hold on. The 3-year-old needs help getting ice out of a cup. All right, there it is. It's, you know, there's like, this is the hub of a series of mall-like spokes, and it's actually kind of hard to see the mall among everything else. All right, did you do that? That was some impressive momming right there.
It
was like a tiny sliver of melting ice that he really wanted to be chewing on.
Yeah, I got it in there.
But yeah, so it's like you kind of emerge out of what feels like a normal mall suddenly into this huge glass-roofed expanse that is
right. Absolutely
packed full of rides.
I keep forgetting that we're inside of
a mall.
I'm just like, too. Oh, we're at an indoor amusement park. And the rides are better than your average, like, carnival for sure. But then they do have some weird, like, carnival games and things on the side. And then you walk out, like, we went to the food court to have lunch, and it was strange.
Yeah, it also, I'm having that sort of, like, culture clash of, like, 4 days ago we couldn't buy fish at a grocery store, you know? Like, and now we're suddenly in this place where literally any store you can imagine is here.
Right.
Plus rides, plus, you know, VR arcades, plus, you know, everything else on earth. And it's
so crowded.
There's people everywhere.
I had a few moments today where I was just like, ugh, I need to get away from people.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like that anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely more fun than shopping.
Significantly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But it also sort of feels like a fitting end. Tomorrow's our last full day in Minneapolis, yep. And like this is just like absolutely insane, crazy, overwhelming
it is.
Blowout day.
And it's one of those things where it's like, we could just go to an amusement park, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't quite understand the combo, but it's here, and I guess it works.
I mean, I think that indoor amusement parks don't do very well for some reason.
Oh, really?
It feels like
Seems
every
like
time
they
you hear about...
in a place like Minnesota.
Yeah, you would think. Every time you hear about indoor amusement parks, it's that they're closing.
Right.
You know, I remember back when I was in, like, high school, there were all these, like, rumors of a closed down indoor amusement park in the like southern suburbs called Old Chicago that like people were like, you can sneak in and walk around and it's all abandoned.
Wow.
It got knocked down I think sometime in high school, but yeah, like I think coupling it with a mall does make a certain amount of sense, because
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you can do this and go buy underwear or whatever.
Well, and I suppose if your kids are old enough, you could send them into the amusement park area and then do your shopping, I guess is an idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a shopper.
I don't know how it works, but this is working.
This is a totally fine day. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I was kind of dreading it, to be honest, because I don't like malls. For very long. I think I like them, and then I get inside and I'm like, no, I want to go. But, you know, we've been here all day, and and it's been fun. Uh-oh. This little one. Do you want to say something?
Do you want to say something?
I don't. Cool.
Do you
want to
say hi?
No, he sure doesn't.
He has
hit his wall. I'm about 25 minutes from following suit with him.
Me too.
There's definitely, like, as the roller coaster goes over, it's like, man, it wasn't that long ago that, like, the most thrilling thing was just, like, staring up at the night sky, you know?
I kind of feel like I need to go into one of those, like, what are they called? Where they, like, it's a sensory deprivation tank. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Sensory deprivation tank. I could go for one of those right now.
I think that's just the trailer with the lights
or
off.
Or it could just be called a map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all you really need.
That's the way you do it. But yeah, here we are.
Here we are. Man, this is a weird place to be.
it's really weird.
More we talk about it, the more I'm realizing,
the
like,
more you look around,
this
and you're
is
like,
bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is bizarre. And, you know, but you kind of got to rally wherever you are. And it's been fun. I mean, our 13-year-old is like running from roller coaster to roller coaster.
Especially as we're like, we've only got a half an hour. It's like suddenly the like pressure's on and they're running.
Yeah, they're
you
just
know, from
doing
thing
every...
to thing. How much can they pack in at any time?
They can. And they're way braver than I am. I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah, there's one that just goes like straight up and then straight down into a loop. And the amount of like things packed into what is a large but not enormous space.
It doesn't feel as big.
Yeah. Like especially if you are on one of the layers of the balcony layers that overlook it. It actually looks kind of small. When you're, like, sitting in it like we are right now, it does feel like it goes for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, but it doesn't feel huge necessarily all the time because there's so many rides and people packed in and so much, like, visual overstimulation.
There are a lot of people.
There are a lot of people here.
I think about, like...
Well, it's actually a rainy day, or I think it is. I don't know. We've been inside all day. You want to do a ride? He wants to do a ride. What ride do you want to do? The
Hold
truck
on.
One?
Do you want to say what ride? What ride?
I want to do the truck one.
You want to do the ride? Truck ride? I think we're right over by the truck ride.
Should we do it?
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I'm doing a few and pop.
With both of us?
Yes.
Okay. I think we could probably do that.
All right.
Inside.
You're gonna sit inside the truck?
Yeah, we'll fit.
I think I'm too big to fit inside the truck. I'll sit up top though. Yeah. All right, well, we got to go ride the truck
ride.
We
got to go drive some mini semis. Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yes. I'm doing that.
Good job, Tane Podcaster.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.